my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to Lies, Changes, Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, God's beautiful souls? It's your host, BK Blessed. And how are my people today? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling grateful? The seniors say every day above ground is a blessing, and that's real. I want your day to be filled with God's peace and His favor. You ever notice the simplest things seem to have profoundly major impacts on our lives? Anyway, let's get into another episode of Lies, Changes, Truth. Today we're talking about perspective. Changing how we see the hard challenges in our lives and the people who step in to give us advice during the always changing moments of our lives. Now I know, when life throws us curveballs and line drives right between the eyes, the last thing we want to hear is someone telling us what we should do. But what if changing our perspective on the challenges and on the advice could be the key to overcoming? I want to start by saying this. Life is full of hard moments. Moments that knock the wind out of you. That make you question everything. And sometimes leave you feeling like, what is going on? I've been there. You've been there. And if you haven't been there, please use this as a tool when you do get there. Whether it's losing someone you love or battling your inner demons and your struggles or facing failures that just feel impossible to recover from. I know what it feels like to wonder if this challenge, if this storm, just too much. But here's what I've learned. Often, it's not the challenge itself that holds us back. Nah. It's usually how we see it. We've somehow been conditioned to see challenges as insurmountable obstacles instead of opportunities. We're living in a day and age where even when you lose, you get a trophy. That's not real life. It's not beneficial to your growth. That's the first lie we needed to confront today. Let's be real about this. That challenge that's in front of you, though it sucks, and it feels like it's just wearing you down, I'm telling you, it's not there to break you. It's there to build you up.
that struggle you're facing, it's gonna be the very thing that you need when you step into the next level of your life. James 1:2-4 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." I don't sugarcoat life. I know that when you're in the thick of it, when you're feeling that pain and weighs deep in the turmoil, joy is the last thing on your mind. But the truth is, challenges force us to grow. They push us to dig deeper. And we managed to find strength we didn't even know we had. So I'm asking you to trust in God's plan, even when you can't see the full picture, because he's already put it in you. You just have to change your perspective so you can see it from another vantage point. And here's the second piece of today's conversation. Do we only want yes friends around us? Yesing us to our slow and imminent demise. Tell me, how are we viewing the people who try to guide us through life's challenges? Are we extremely defensive and critical of their approach and not paying more attention to their intent? Maybe it's just how I used to be. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one who's been stubborn in life. When someone offers advice, especially during a tough time, it's like our first reaction is to be defensive. "You don't get it, bro. You don't know what I go through." Who asked you for your opinion? I don't know. I guess it don't sound familiar to you. But here's the thing. What if that person's advice isn't about judgment? It's about love. What if they've already walked a path similar to yours? And they just want to help you avoid the same pain they went through. Because it's going to be pain. But you don't have to encounter all of it. Proverbs 19:20 says, "Get all the advice and instruction you can, so you will be wise the rest of your life." Wisdom, it often comes from the experience of others. I love the quote that says, "A smart man learns from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from others' mistakes." It doesn't mean every piece of advice will resonate or be right for you in your situation. But sometimes, just listening with an open heart, man, it can give you a breakthrough you didn't even know you needed. I remember when I used to feel like, why are they always winning and I'm always going through? When life would beat me down, I definitely would ask the cliche question, why me? I would push people away who tried to give me advice because I was just annoyed and felt like they couldn't understand. But the more you live life and the more you experience, survive, and overcome, your perspective begins to change. And you start to think, maybe this isn't happening to you, it's happening for you. At least that's the mindset I've developed. What if my struggles weren't patterns of failures, but stepping stones to my greatest wins? See, when I shifted my perspective, things begin to change. I started to see the people offering me advice, not as critics, but as allies. And I wholeheartedly see tests, challenges, and obstacles, not as barriers, but bridges to growth. I know it's not easy. As I stated before, change is hard. But do not run from it. Please embrace your evolution into your best self. Changing your perspective, it doesn't happen overnight. So I put together three ideas that I think would help get you started. The first idea is, when a challenge comes your way, take a moment to pause. Instead of reacting out of frustration or fear, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can this make me stronger? The second idea, when someone offers advice, try to hear the heart behind the words. Even if their delivery isn't perfect, their intention might be. And the third and last idea is shift your focus from the pain of the challenge to the growth it can bring. Remind yourself that every storm eventually passes. And what's left is often a vital amount of clarity and an overwhelming amount of confidence and strength. Now, as we close out today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. Your perspective definitely shapes your reality. When you start to see challenges as opportunities and advice as acts of love, you're stepping into a new realm of possibility. Isaiah 41:10 reminds us, "Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand." You're not in this alone. God is with you, guiding you, and placing your people and your life to help you along the way. If today's message resonated with you, I challenge you to take one step towards changing your perspective. Maybe it's rethinking that tough situation in your life, or maybe it's reaching out to someone who's been trying to help and guide you. And as always, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with someone who might need encouragement. You can connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth, or Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Thank you for joining me on Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Bless. Let's keep uncovering our lies, making changes for the better, and walking in the truth together. Stay blessed, stay open-minded, and stay you.
This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be all right, you're gonna be all right. Be a motivator, be an innovator, be the best you. Block out the haters, winners fail and fail, but a failure quits. Go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, so move all these mountains. Knock down these walls and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder. See, the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His light. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.